Holding daf Mem Aleph Omer Aleph. Again, the last shaila was, what did he mean to say that a talis petura also has a din of klayim? So, more what if you want to say a talis petura means that the shear is too small, like we had a shear of, it says, v'agob yotzob derech harayim, chayem is petzitzis. If the talis is long enough, then you chayem in tzitzis. But what's going to be, ein ha-kotin mischasa boy, rosh of ruboy? Let's say the beged is so small that a kotin cannot cover up his head and rove of his body. So then that beged is potter from tzitzis. So then the klal is, afa pi shagodu yoytze boy aray, even though a godo will wear out this beged aray temporary, still ptura. So it says clearly in such a case, you potter mina tzitzis, and it ends up clearly the braisa, that the same thing applies to the loch of klayim of tshatnis. And the question was, the vinambo, he asked the question on this, my v'chein lini klayim, what does the braisa mean to say that hilchos klayim has the same halacha like tzitzis? Elaim, if you want to tell me, v'chein l'inyin isur with the klayim, that the isur of klayim only applies to a beged that's this big, let's say it's 18 inches by 18 inches. If it's smaller than this, he does not apply the Yisra Klayim to it. So Mr. That doesn't make sense. So tomorrow, Vornan Tanan, we learned, Ein Arai B'Klayim. There's no head to Arai B'Klayim. Meaning any beggar that has shatnis, if you wear it, Yechayiv. Siv so pshit, if you have shatnis in the beggar, even though the beggar is less than 18 inches by 18 inches, it's smaller than a cotton will be Mischasa. Reish of Rubai, pshit the Yechayiv, over the Yisra Klayim. So what does it mean to say before, if you put tzitzis on a beged ptura with klayim, still you're not over the avera, still with the yisrael lois tasei? So my answer is, ela rather, my ptura, what did the braisa mean to say before, even if you mantle the tzitzis on a beged ptura? It means to say, hita lumutelis, that if you put tzitzis on a beged that's already potter from tzitzis, meaning that the first beged already has a tzitzis on it. In other words, you have a long beged, has the shear, and you already put four tzitzis on the four corners. Now you want to put a second pair of tzitzis on them. So such a case, even though the beged is already potter because you have already the tzitzis, still the second pair is still called tzitzis. And if the second pair has klayim, it'll still be muta. And like Rashi says, the svari is, t'chishayi rachmona klayim b'tzitzis. When the Torah said there's a heter to wear klayim in tzitzis, legamri yishtori, it's potter legamri. So even though you already have one pair, now by sort of putting a second pair, there's a proof to Gemara before, lemaisa is still called the maisa tzitzis, and therefore, even though it's klayim, still it's muta. So Gemara asked the question, v'omro Rabbi Zeira chodizimno, I Rabbi Zeira already said this halacha once before. So Rashi says, where did he say it once before? So we had Liel, Hitil Lumutelis Ksheira. So if you put tzitzis on a beggar that has tzitzis already, it's Ksheira. So Rashi says, V'chifun de Mischashre Bahanach Basroim, since with the second pair it's Koshom, the Koshrim Bekamoyim, for sure, just with the first pair it's Koshom. If so, Rashi, have a possible Basroim, if you want to take off the second pair. If so, Pshita de Yein Bo Mishum Klayim, Pshita, there's no Issa Klayim, and we're in this beggar, Do Kula Tzitzis Mikri. The whole thing is called tzitzis. So Rabbi Zeira already said this one time before, that if you put tzitzis on the beggar that has already tzitzis, the beggar is still kshera, meaning you still mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. There's no real baltaisa like we had before, because pshita you have das willing to take off eventually the first pair. So right now it's called the beggar of tzitzis, so pshita so there's no issa klayim. So Gemara says, Enechnami, and the Gemara, Chodah mechlal dechaverat itnor. One was learned from a klal of the other one. Rashi says, "Mechlal dehitul matalz ksheira itmach deklayim." And Echami, it's from that. Since he said halacha before Rabbi Zeira, that if you hitul matalz is ksheira, so from that the Braisa builds out and says that who adin have been a wisa klayim. Then Echami mikur adin Rabbi Zeira said it once. Now from that one time we build out another halacha that even though it's klayim, still it's muta. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbon, what in a brace like this? Talis kfula chayevis petzitzis. If you have a talis that was long enough and had a shear of tzitzis, and now you folded it over. So Rashi learns Shoisa Rucha Kishtai Mekoflo. The beged had double length to it. So now you folded it over, and like you plan to wear it the way it is now, folded over. So Lokharis Chayevus Betzitzis. You have to put tzitzis on the way it is right now, the way it's folded over. Rabbi Shimon, says no, that the way it is right now it's potter. Why Rashi says Shim Tifshet Nimtzes Tzitzis B'Amtziyaseh, because even though you folded it over now, so what? Most probably you can open it up yet. And if you put tzitzis on the way it is now folded over, so it's not cold on the four corners, because when you open up the beged, two pairs will be in the middle of the beged. Therefore, the way it is kfula right now, it's potter. You can't be mekayem the mitzvah tzitzis. But the Gemara says, "Vishavim." They both agree, though. Shim kofla v'tofra. Let's say you fold over the beged and you sew it down. Shechayevus. Then taki yechayev and tzitzis the way it is right now, because since you sewed it down, you're not going to open it up anymore. You're going to leave it the way it is now. So pshit yechayev and tzitzis. Gemara says, "Tofra pshit avada." If you sew it down, sheet, it's going to stay this way. So that's like the new beged now. And if this size, there's a shear to it, so pshit yichayiv. So the main says, lo tzricha, the chiddush is, dinakta pesichayim, that the way you sewed it up was not with good stitches, but with wide stitches. So I would have thought to say that these stitches are not oimid l'skayim, but rather eventually you can open them up, and then it'll come out the tzitzis are in the middle, kamash m'lano. That Lamaisa now, since you did sew them up, even though with wide stitches, it's called the beggar the way it is now, folded over. And you could put tzitzis on the four corners the way the beggar is now. Now the Gemara says, Rabba bar Rafuna, Ikloi levei Rava bar Rav Nachman. So Rabba bar Rafuna went to visit Rava bar Rav Nachman. Chaziayu dehevi mechasei talis kfula. He saw him wearing a beggar that was folded over. For Ramale Chuta Alayu Kfela, and he would put on tzitzis the way it is now folded over. That's the way he put on tzitzis. If Shitei, and then later what happened was, the beged opened up. For Yossi Chute Vekom Lahade Resha. And the tzitzis now coming out were not in the middle of the beged anymore. Two pair were like on top of his head, two pair of the tzitzis were in the middle of the beged. So Omale said back to him, Lav Hainu Kanat Kosar Rachamani Baraisa. So it could be the story was, first when he put on the tzitzis, maybe taka was sewed down. It was sewed down, so that's the locha before, talitz kfula, that's tofra, you're allowed to put on tzitzis. So true, he put it on right. But later what happened was the beged opened up. So now that it's opened up, he told him, the chura now, you're not making the mitzvah anymore. Because two of the tzitzis is in the middle of the beged by your head, it's not at the four corners. So, what he did was, also, Shadia, he took this bag and like threw it away, put down this bag, he's not going to wear it anymore. Ichseg limach ritei. Instead, he put on another bag that had four good corners, and that had tzitzis on it. So this bag he put down. So Amalei said back to him, Mi savrit chayvus gavru. Do you hold that tzitzis is a chayvus gavru, meaning it's a chiv upon you, any bag you're wearing, you have to wear tzitzis. But a bag that you're not wearing, you don't have to have tzitzis on it. He said back, no, chayvus talisu. We hold that there's a chayvus talis, meaning every talis, every beged of tzitz, every beged, a four-corner beged that you own, you have to have tzitzis on it. So this beged now, once it opened up, it's not good just to throw it away. But otherwise, you're going to have to use it. You're going to have to put tzitzis on it the right way. So therefore, zil romilei. Therefore, he told him, go throw, put tzitzis the right way on that beged. If so, it comes out that he holds tzitzis is a talis a mona, that the tzitzis is a chayvus talis, that any beged you have to have tzitzis on it. Gemara says, Lema Mesel, let me bring a proof to this Yisoid, because we had before that chassidim or rishonim, the real chassidim that were mezaris and all the mitzvahs, they did it very fast, carefully, is kivan shogu b'sholish, as soon as they had the beged, and it came out before, it was down to the last three etzbois of the beged. So right away, they would put tzitzis on this beged, even before they would put it on. So here it's a proof to say that the chi of tzitzis is not pedafka when you wear it, but as soon as you own a beged of four corners, you have to put tzitzis on the beged. Someone says, no, Shani Chasidim, could be the Chasidim were different. To Machmer and Ashayu, they were Machmer upon themselves, that as soon as they owned a beggar with four corners, right away they ran to Bizaris to put tzitzis on them. But could be not the pshat because she mechuyiv to, stand there Machmer upon themselves. But could be really Mikradin, Alokharus, like we hold, that tzitzis is a chayvus gavra. Meaning to say, whenever you wear a beggar with four corners, that's when you have to have tzitzis on it. But if you're not wearing the beged, you only have to have tzitzis on it. The Gemara says, though, still, O pligi de malachai, he that says that there's a chayvus talis, he dings it on this mandiyama malachai. Malach, not a mandiyama, it means the malach. So what happened over here? The malacha asked cheder of ketina. A malach once found of ketina, the michse sadin, that he was wearing clothing without tzitzis on it. Omalas, he said to him, ketina kini, sadino bekaito. Is meaning to say, in the winter you're wearing a coat that has rounded off corners, and in the summer you're wearing this type of a coat that also doesn't have corners. So the kids of the begot, all the begotten you're wearing do not have four corners. So what are you going to do with the Mr. Tzitzis? How come you're not being mekayem the Mr. Tzitzis? That's what the Malach said to Rav Ketini. So Amalei, so Rav Ketini said back to him, and she said, I say, do I get punished for Nisra Asei? In other words, what am I doing wrong? Like, I didn't do any Avera, just I'm not being the kind of Mitzvah Asei. So for that, do I get an Avera? Like, how come you come to tell me, what am I doing wrong? So Tari speaks out, like, this Kasha was only here, like a Mitzvah of Titzis, and the Chur, the only Mitzvah is, if you have a beggar, you're wearing the four corners, then you have a Mitzvah Titzis. But the Chur here, like, you have no Chiyah to go out and buy yourself. But Tari says, that Avada by an Essay Gum, and a real Essay, what's my inish? So the second told him, "Bizman rischa." And yes, when there's rischa, when there's anger, then you get punished even for such an essay. That's what he answered him back. That will soon explain more what the why Hashem was angry like. When there's rischa, there are times in Echnami, then you get punished even for being mevatel a mitzvah tasei. So it says like this: Iyamrit bishleim achayvus gavru. If you tell me now the pshat from tzitzis is that the ikar chiyuv is that when a person wears a beggar of four corners, you're mechayv to put tzitzis on them. But if you're not wearing the beggar, you just own it, you have no chiyuv to put tzitzis. If so, haino de mechayv to loy karami. That's why, like the malach was saying, you get a punishment because you didn't go to put on tzitzis. But early, I'm listening to tell me, chayvus talisu, that the locher is any beggar that you own. You have to put tzitzis on them. If so, holo mechayvei. So then the pshat would be that a beggar that you own, you have to put tzitzis on. But here the pshat was, he did not own any begadim with four corners. So since he did not own such a type of a beggar, his beggar, his coat, the summer and the winter one, was rounded off, so then what's the Yoinish altogether? A Chayvus Talis would mean, if you own a Talis, then you have to put Tzitzis. See that Rav Ketina did not own a beggar of four corners, what was the problem? Smora says, no. Elo, what do you want to tell me, my Chayvus Gavru, that the Pshat from Tzitzis is the Chiv upon the person to, when he puts on Tzitzis, to have Tzitzis? If so, need the Chayv Rachmona. If you put on a beged that has four corners on it, true, the Torah was mechayvi to put tzitzis on it. But when a person puts on a beged that does not have four corners on it, so then the beged he's wearing now, he has no chiyuv to put tzitzis on it. If so, mechayvi rachmana, did the Torah tell him he has to go and buy another beged? I get the same kash here also. Even if Yod Tzitzis is called the Chayvus Gavra, so what? Still? Like, what did he do wrong over here? Chayvus Gavra is only that when you wear the beggar of four corners, then you have to have Tzitzis. But if you don't wear such a beggar, you're not Mechayiv. So it's the same kash here. What did Rav Ketina do wrong here? So the Gemara ends off, Ela Rado, Hochi Komalei. This is what the Malach came to tell Rav Ketina. That the time against him was Tzitziki. Like you're looking around for excuses not have to wear tzitzis. In other words, true. Mikra din calls the man, you don't have the beggar of four corners on you, you're potter from tzitzis. But lamais, it's not nice that you should go around in the winter and the summer for dafka to wear clothing that does not have four corners. That gufa was a taina. Tzitziki, are you looking for excuses how to pot yourself from tzitzis? Avad, you should have put on yourself a beggar of four corners to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. But in this, the Gemara has often said that Omer of Tuvia bar Kisna, Omer Shmuel, that Kli Kupsa, Chayav Metitzis. He talk holds that a Kli, a beggar that has four corners, even though it's in your drawer, even though you're not wearing it, still you're Chayav Metitzis. He holds that Tzitzis is called a Chayvois Talif. Lamaisa, we pass Malacha, we hold that a Tzitzis is called a Chayvois Gavra, meaning only before you put on such a beggar of four corners, is the achiv to put on tzitzis. But if you stam own the dagger of four corners and you're not wearing it, you have no achiv to put on tzitzis. For our component, we see from the Gemara here that it's not nice to find out eitzis how to pat yourself from tzitzis. In other words, even though really the mitzvah essay is only if you're wearing such a beggar, but avad lechatchila, there's an inyan to try and put yourself to wear such a beggar of four corners in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. Now the Gemara says, no, Umayv is Shmuel, but Shmuel himself admits and agrees that Bizokin Shiosa Lechvoidai Sheftura. If Bizokin is an older person that's making out for himself Tachrichim, he's making his clothing that's going to put on him after his mace, so those begodim apotim in atitis. My time, what's the reason? Asher techase bo amurachimana. You only have to put this on a beged that you plan to cover yourself with, meaning that you can have hanor from it, or warm you up. But high love lechsuya viday. But the beggar you wear after your mace, the beggar they put on you when your mace, the tachrichim, that's not made lechasay to cover you, to warm you. That's efshe made tam lechvoidai, but it's not made lechasay bo. Therefore, tachrichim are potem in atzitzis. Therefore, this beggar that Zokin is making for himself to have put on after his mace, right now, is potter min atzitzis. But the Gemara says here, but be'ahi shosa, after the person dies, and bizman detaka put this beggar on him, so vade b'minu lei, then at that time he's supposed to put tzitzis on the beggar. And the reason is, mishum leig v'rosh, cherev osayu, people that make fun of a mace, it's not nice. So therefore, like if he's not going to wear tzitzis, it's going to be a cherpa for him. As if to say, now that he's mace, he's potter min ha-mitzvahs. Therefore, this Gemara holds that you should put on tzitzis. L'maisa our minigiz, we do not put on tzitzis, like Tosafot says here. The Gemara neither explains why. Our minigiz l'maisa, that most they put on a tzitzis on, they cover them up with a talis, but usually they passel the talis. They rip off the tzitzis. At least one corner, they cut off the tzitzis. There Tosafot explains why. L'maisa is fakat, it's cherev osayu, because some people do not wear talis when they were alive. So since they do not wear it when they were alive, if you put it on now after the mace, that will be cherif osayu. So the kids are kopan al minigiz that not to put on a kosher talis over a mace. Omer Rachba, Omer Rav Yehuda, talis shenikro, with a talis that ripped. You know, we had the Gemara before, a beggar that rips, there's a rip there at the corner of the beggar and you want to sew it up. So it depends. Chutz l'sholosh yitfor. If the rip was away higher up, three etzbois from the end of the beged, in other words, it's not the place where you're supposed to put tzitzis on it, is yitfor. Then you'll let it sew up the rip in the beged. For teich sholosh la yitfor. For if the beged ripped within three etzbois from the end of the beged, then you should not sew it up. Because then we're afraid that we had the Gemara before, maybe you'll have the extra strings laying around or still hanging there, and you may come to use it for tzitzis. Therefore, if the beged ripped within three etzbois from the end of the beged, you should not sew it up. And Tanya Nam Yachud does like this: the talis shenikro chutz l'sholosh yitfor. A talis that ripped, if it's away three etzbois, you could sew it up. But teich sholosh within three etzbois from the end of the beged, so remei yoyim alay yitfor, you should not sew it up. The chomar yitfor say yes, though you let it sew it up. But they don't know from this gezerah. We're not afraid you may come to use leftover strings for tzitzis. But for shoven, everybody agrees though that Shelo Yovi Afilu Amo Alamo V'Mokem Achar Uvot Chelis V'Toyla Bo. But everybody agreed that if a corner came off from one beged, you cannot like rip off or take a corner from another beged that has a tittus on it already, even though that shear is mamash inama bainama. You cannot take it off one beged and now sew that corner on with its tittus onto this beged. But that would be a psul of tas of layman osui. The tittus was already made, and now you're sewing on this piece, this corner, onto the beged. Here about it is a psul. Always after the beged is made, after you have the corner, then you have to go put tittus onto the corner. But not that tittus on the corner ready from before, and now put that corner onto the beged. Now the maisa the lacher is that avada we should always try not to have to rip your begodim. But if your beged got ripped, the lacher is like this, that there is a Ravamrum sheet that holds that the only psul is that if after you put on tittus, then it gets ripped. But if you first sewed up the beged and then you put tzitzis on it, there wouldn't be any problem. So Lamaise said the beged got ripped before and there wouldn't be any problem. But even according to Rashi Shita, some amat that if the beged is made out of wool, or the minig is only to use tzitzis out of wool, then we don't have any gzera. Because if the beged, usually if you sew it up, you don't use wool to sew up, and most we use cotton to sew it up. So therefore, even if there'll be some strings left over, there's no real gzera, you may come to use it for tzitzis. Because our minig today is we only use woolen strings for tzitzis. Therefore, for the effort, if your beged does get ripped there, the mice said smutted to sew it back up again with cotton string, and we're not afraid to come to use it for tzitzis. Because again, our minig is to use only wool. Now the Gemara continues on and says, Vishoven, they both agree, Shemevi tchelis mimokam achar, that you're allowed to take off tzitzis off a different beged, and put it onto this new beggar that you want to put this onto now for Toilet Book. But Obuvad is providing